Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of the salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sending salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal: "Awlan nas bi yawm al-qiyamati aktharuhum alayya salatan." Rawahu Tirmidhi. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the people that will be the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be those that sent the most amount of salutations upon me, the most amount of salat upon me. Those people will be the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. Who doesn't want to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So this is actually a nuskha, it's actually a prescription teaching us and showing us that if we want to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that day when it counts so much, when it counts the most, then there is an easy way to do it, that continuously send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's such an easy thing. Ulama explain to try and bring that salawat on your tongue, that is the easiest to your tongue. Sometimes you want to bring a very long one, a very difficult one, so you'll read it for a while and then you'll stop. But if something is easy on the tongue, then a person will continuously make it. And one of the shorter ones, easy ones for those people that don't know, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The person starts maybe with the full durood, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa sahabihi wa barik wa sallim. And thereafter, to make it easy for his tongue, he can say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So easy it is, a person can continuously read it whilst he's driving to work, when he's driving back from work, when a person is driving to the masjid going back. So continuously he's sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as we explained, that this is actually a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, that he is allowing us to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is not that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in need of this salawat. And then just to quickly recap, Allama Sakhawi rahmatullah alayhi says that the minimum should be 300 times salat daily. 300 times. And in one riwayat in Tabrani, it is mentioned that a person will qualify for the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He'll qualify for the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam if he reads 10 times every morning and 10 times every evening. So we would like the minimum concession just to qualify for the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at least 10 times every morning, 10 times every evening. Let us read with that heart and the desire and thinking about the favors that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had done upon us, had shown us, then it creates a more quality in the way the person recites that salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Aus ibn Aus radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam inna min afdali ayyamikum yawm al-jum'ah. That Aus ibn Aus radiyallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that verily the most virtuous of your days is the day of Jumu'ah. Fa'akthiru alayya min as-salati fihi, so increase upon me salawat in this day. In this day of Jumu'ah, it is your best day, your most virtuous day, so increase salawat upon me in this day. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ مَعْرُوضَةٌ عَلَيَّ, for verily your salutations is presented to me. قَالَ قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَكَيْفَ تُعْرَضُ صَلَاتُنَا عَلَيْكَ وَقَدْ أَرَمْتَ. So the Sahaba asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, how is possible for our salawat to be presented to you when you would have been reduced to dust? In other words, once you're buried, your body would have been reduced to dust. How is it possible for our salutations to be presented to you? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, qala yaqulu balita. First sahaba either said aramta or they said balita. This balita means also the same meaning but a different word in Arabic, that you would have disintegrated into the sand. Qala, so now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, qala inna allaha harrama ala al-ardi ajsad al-anbiya. Rawahu Abu Dawud. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then verily Allah has made the earth haram to consume the bodies of the Anbiya alayhi salam. So the bodies of the Anbiya alayhi salam remain intact in the earth. The earth does not consume the bodies of the Anbiya alayhi salam. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying that inna Allah harrama ala al-ard, Allah has made it haram for the earth to consume the bodies of the Anbiya. So what is meant in, by this hadith is that Allah Pak has appointed malaika that scan the earth, that move through the earth, and they listen to any person that is reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they come and they present the salawat to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they go around and they hear the people that are sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those people that are standing in front of the qabr Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their salawat is going directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those that are far away, Allah has made this arrangement so that their salawat also gets presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one hadith it comes that Allah has appointed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah has appointed over my grave an angel to whom he has granted the gift of hearing the speech of the creation. Whoever sends salawat upon me till the day of Qiyamah, this angel will convey it to me together with the person's name, his father's name. This is so and so, son of so and so, who has recited salawat upon you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets that salawat with the person's name, with his father's name also. So that is almost to say like a personal delivery on our behalf to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So why should a person hold back from reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when there are so many tremendous rewards? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of increasing salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Firstly, we are benefiting, the hadith we did yesterday, is Allah Pak sent down 10 mercies upon that person that sends one time salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first recipients of that goodness is ourselves. We are benefiting, and at the same time we got the opportunity of getting closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And which one of us doesn't want to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day of Qiyamah? May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.